Blue Care, a well-being from Walter. What is Blue Care? It's a parallel term to Green Care. It's also well-being from Walter. It's goal-oriented nurture and rehabilitation in the nature and rural environment. Impacts with reviving, implication, and experimentalism, and of course, relaxing. We live by the water, so water gives us refreshing and hobbies, such as swimming, ice swimming, canoeing, fishing, camping, hiking, you name it. Finland has thousands of summer cottages and saunas by the water. Scenery aspects, archipelago. International operation. Countries such as Norway, Netherlands, France, they all know what Blue Care is and they use it. Safety, quality, and liberty. These are all keywords to Blue Care. Goal is that Finland will be the leading country in wellness tourism. Government has a program called FinRelax Growth Program, and its goal is to advertise our beautiful nature to abroad. Luke has a Virgain project, which goal is to improve sustainable use of refreshing areas. Nature, nurture, and pedagogy education in Ostrobotnia. Blue Care is totally new area. It has 158 company members in Green Care Finland Association, but none of them are purely Blue Care companies. Why Blue Care in Finland? Why not? We are the land of the thousand lakes. Everyone knows it. We have clean, fresh, and safe waters for everyone to use. It's suitable in entire country, different kind of landscapes, no matter where you live. We have four seasons. We have beautiful autumn colors when you're fishing, winter and frosty lake, springtime when everything wakes up, and of course, Finnish summertime. Teemu Haukioja from Turku School of Economic has made a research about economical impacts in Green Care and its social innovations. After Paul and Ville, an innovation is termed a social innovation if the implied new idea has the potential to improve either the quality or the quantity of life. It has to have effectiveness and productiveness. It has to be professional and goal-directed. We have to think about demands when countryside and rural businesses are in turning point. What kind of new products and services we can think of. It can be option for medicalization, and it can be measured with social return on investment. Aija Kettunen has made research about Green Care as part of well-being economy and its challenges and possibilities in Nordic contexts. Does it really improve the capacity of society? Can we benefit resources which are untapped? What about stature in society? And how to organize operations so that they are safe for all? If you're an entrepreneur, you're interested in prices, profitability, cost effectiveness. What about the level of the generation and product decision? This really is problematic product. How to measure results and effectiveness when it's immaterial product? What is the role of the society in generation of the blue care products and services? What about quality criterions and service coupons? Can we use them? Instructions, licenses, regulations. What about support system, structure of institution and decision making? What are blue care target groups and services? Well-being in work. Blue care for curing memory diseases. Blue care in geriatrics. Blue care in substance abuse treatment. Blue care in youth work. For tourists and special groups such as handicapped. Senior age tourists. Men as target group for fishing, for forest. Nature friendliness. There are always environmental threats and risks, such as people are littering. Water's eutrophication, there are outboard engines. The reduction of living aquatic species, overfishing, extinction. What about chemical compounds, harmful substances accessing waters? You're having a wash, you're washing clothes, and they go to water. Population structure. In Finland, we have a lot of senior age groups and social exclusion. Here you can see the research material about school tiredness. The first one is high school girls, then it's comprehensive school girls and comprehensive school boys, then it's trade school girls, high school boys and trade school boys. And here is a research about how many percent of young age has had antidepressant medicine. And disability pensioners in Finland. Employee pension in 2015 and disability pension 18,600 persons. And the left is what kind of disease they have, and the right is the age. And the orange is support and musculoskeletal disorders. Second one, the purple, is mental health disorders. The turquoise is circulatory health disorders. And the blue one is other disorders. And here you can see that the level is slightly rising. For disability pension, young persons aged between 16 to 29 years. Prevention and support, rehabilitation and back to work. Early recognize and prevent. Prevention and well-being and support for mental health.